Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
You don't just wake up one day and decide to murder 4 people. Not like this, you don't. Not with the kind of precision Brian Koberger allegedly showed inside that off-campus home in Moscow, Idaho. You don't bypass 2 roommates, target 4 others, and vanish into the dark without leaving a trail unless you've walked that mental path long before your feet hit the ground. And according to the newest unsealed documents, he didn't just imagine it. He allegedly practiced it. In this segment, we're not just talking about what happened. We're going back to what came before. Before the blood, before the cameras, before the arrest. We're looking at the buildup because the pattern is there now. And it's ugly. We know he allegedly surveilled the King Road home more than 20 times. We know he turned his phone off before the murders, but not before allegedly searching police scanner feeds. We know he had ID cards of women who weren't victims, just people he'd interacted with. That's a loose word when you're dealing with the guy who collects trophies. So what does that kind of pre-crime behavior really mean? Is this about fantasy, about compulsion, or cold, calculated rehearsal? Joining me now is psychotherapist and author of The Minds of Mass Killers. You can get this wherever you get books. Siobhan Scott. She spent her career dissecting the evolution of violent minds, and today she's helping us break this one down. So let's get into it. What does Koberger's pattern here of surveillance and control suggest about his psychological profile leading up to the murders itself?
Yeah, none of this newly revealed information surprises me at all. In fact, it's exactly the MO of a sexual domination serial killer. Mm-hmm. So I would have been surprised if this kind of stuff wasn't going on. And it's very common. These guys are fantasy driven, and there's always a buildup. I mean, they never commit a murder like this just, oh, get up one day and I'm going to get a big knife and go kill people. It's always years of these kinds of bizarre fantasies about sexual violence. And the stalking, surveillance, that's also classic, because if you have somebody who's obsessive, methodical, doesn't want to get caught, going into this with a lot of rehearsal, they want to understand their target, their victim, and they do their homework, they do their research. It's also, as far as the burglary, they often commit practice crimes before then. So,
and we're going to get into that in just a little bit. I want to talk about what's something that struck me here, the fantasy driven, because when you look at a large chunk of the young male population going right into adulthood, they seem to live in a fantasy land, a lot of it driven by video games. Not everyone, but I'd say a hell of a lot higher number than there used to be. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a fantasy life or having, you know, in a healthy sort of way with clear boundaries and understanding the difference between reality and fantasy. But I'm curious to get your thoughts on that. And I don't know what Koberger's video game habits were, and I'm not trying to blame video games, but my point here being is there's a lot of young men that seem to have and live in somewhat of a fantasy land, and that's been exposed to time and time again once these people get caught. Another one I'm thinking of is Maddie Soto's murderer, Stefan Stearns. He was really big into fantasy stuff, talked about it like he was 12, basically, when he spoke to his mom, even after the murders. He's into this, he's into that. I got this card, I got that card. Is this a problem in the way that we're allowing these young men to be brought up in this country, where fantasy becomes just a little too close to reality, and then for some of them, there really is no boundary between the two?
That's an interesting supposition. I can't say we have any data on that at this point. The internet and the, you know, video games, the way they're immersive, the way they are now, this is all relatively new. And so we're still probably just in the early phases of observing our brains changing from the immersion in virtual worlds. We can definitely say that it causes people who are highly immersed in the virtual world, whether it's video games or, you know, chat rooms or other kinds of things, that they're disengaged more from real life activities and from social activities and physical activities because they're isolated in their bedrooms all the time. And that is not particularly good for people. We know that having a well-connected real life social life is protective psychologically. The other concern that I have is how I see tremendous problems with what you could call porn addiction with young men. And that troubles me because, you know, I'll see in therapy 30, 35-year-olds who've never gone on a date with a real woman. And they're very sexually active, but it's all on porn sites. And again, then, you know, as would fit with any kind of serial killer, what kind of porn sites are they accessing? And how does this affect a developing young mind when you're talking about an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old? You know, when their sexual mapping is occurring, when they're determining their way for seeking gratification, and do they learn then how to relate to real women?
How much is AI going to make this worse? Where people can literally have any thought that they have in their mind come to reality. Because there's a lot of weird stuff out there. Stuff that is seemingly bordering on, like, fantasy of people slash animal type things going on. And this is kind of going off topic of Koberger, but since we're kind of going down this road of fantasy and weird ways of thinking and normalizing in very young minds, I mean, in theory, I mean, this can also, this world can, you know, open up people, or not open up people's minds, but direct people's minds towards very dark, dark paths at very young ages that would be illegal if acted out, but can now seemingly, you know, be virtually simulated in ways that never existed before.
Yeah, I have a lot of concerns about that. There have been different programs over the years, different game-like programs focused on sexuality. There was one created in Japan that the goal of the you know, you played from first-person point of view, and the goal was to rape people.
Jesus Christ.
Literally. Yeah, and that was in the title of the game. I won't say the whole title of the game, but it had the word rape in it. And that came out probably 12, 13 years ago, and I actually was doing seminars webinars on the problematic use of video games. And that was one game that I used as an example of something that, you know, we're programming people here with this. So AI, I know ChatGPT now because I have a friend who was writing a book that had a lot of sexual themes in it, and she was trying to use ChatGPT, and it would pop up and say, I am not allowed to respond to that kind of question.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they are trying to screen and filter, but what other things are in the future? It's alarming.
When we've been doing a series on the Devil's Den case, and then discovering the murderer, the alleged murderer had a history of issues with schools and allegations of predatory type behavior, and using those words, oh my God, the amount of heck we went through with ChatGPT just to try and get answers was hellish, because it's like, bad word. It's like, in context,
exactly.
we're learning. And you say, it's a news story. Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, and I'm glad that there are those sort of safe things in place, but they need to make sense and understand what they're doing. We know that he searched the police scanner and websites before the attack. I mean, how does that fit within the behavior of someone escalating towards a mass killing when he's prepping this stuff? What would be the police scanner end of things? That's kind of, I guess you'd think it's a little bit old school to a young person, but obviously he's listening in and probably trying to look at response times and such. What's your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, looking for patterns. He did not want to be caught, and he was clearly using his knowledge of the criminal justice system to his advantage, how to become a better criminal, which is scary how many people may go into this field of study with that agenda. I don't think it's most of them, but certainly some do.
So we're left with this. A man who wasn't improvising, who wasn't acting out of impulse or rage, but allegedly building something, testing doors, studying routines, creeping up the line again and again without crossing it until he decided it was time. And that's a part that should shake us, because if we only define danger by what someone does, we'll always be late. Koberger wasn't invisible. He just hadn't acted yet. The visits to the house, the scanner searches, the collection of IDs, those are behaviors that exist in a blind spot. Not illegal, just alarming. Just enough to raise an eyebrow, but not enough to file a charge. And yet, when you pull back and look at the whole picture, it's almost textbook escalation, quiet, creeping, methodical. And maybe worst of all, avoidable. Siobhan laid it out clearly. Killers like Koberger don't explode. They calcify over time. And our systems, both legal and cultural, aren't built to catch someone in that phase. We don't know what to do with the man who's circling your block at 2 a.m. but hasn't done anything yet. But if we want to stop the next Koberger, we'd better figure it out. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You can make that same search wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our reporting on this case and the many that we cover here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. There's more in my conversation with Siobhan coming up tomorrow. So be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.